This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The first day of kindergarten is an exciting, joyful, and frightening experience, and that's just for the parents. It's a big day for kids, too, the first step on the most important journey of their young lives. Today, as the school year starts for much of the country, we have the story of a 5-year-old boy and his parents in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, as they begin that journey. Here's NPR's Claudio Sanchez.
The countdown to Sam Arsenison's first day of kindergarten starts today, Friday morning, 8 a.m. Orientation for new kindergarten parents at Virginia Schumann Young Elementary. Mariana, Sam's mom, is a little worried about her 5-year-old son.
He's very laid back. You know, he doesn't stand out in the crowd. So that first week is going to be really hard for me just to, you know, watch him go through those doors and just try and find his class on his own. So I'm nervous.
With the first day of kindergarten just 72 hours away, Principal Mark Strauss runs this morning's orientation both like a pep rally and a therapy session for parents. Mariana hangs on his every word. Unlike Paul, her husband, who's doodling and cracking jokes with Sam and his 3-year-old brother Jackson.
You're going to cry, I know this. When we ask you to please leave your child at the door and allow them the responsibility
not
of getting
me,
to class.
I'm say, know not going
to get lost. We're going to make sure to get where they need to go. Any other
Mommy's
questions?
Gonna be crying.
Okay.
Strauss has been around long enough to know that Sam's right. It's usually mom who breaks down. The first day of kindergarten is, after all, a rite of passage.
It's almost like you become a full-fledged child or an independent child, if you will, when you enter kindergarten. And I think that a lot of the anxiety that goes along with the parents on that first day is tied to that sense that the child is now going to start fostering that independence.
Mariana, though, worries that Sam, a thin little boy with his mother's dark brown hair and olive skin, is not independent enough. When she meets Sam's kindergarten teacher, Connie Gould, Mariana's a bundle of nerves. Gould, 14-year veteran, knows exactly what to say.
My guess is that he'll be very comfortable, actually. I mean, there's a certain amount of anxiety and a change and so forth that's to be expected.
Right. I already told him, I said, it's your new school, you'll be coming in here and finding, you know, your room. He's like, no, already, he's so nervous, of course. That makes me nervous, and I know I'm being a mother hen, but, you know.
Mariana and Paul thought the Montessori program here would be good for Sam because he'll mingle with older kids more. As orientation day winds down, Mariana checks in with Sam.
Sam, what do you think of your new classroom?
Did it sink in yet? This is where you're going to be every day. I'm going to drop you off, and you're going to get to walk in here.
No.
Sam has all weekend to pretend that he's not going to start school, that today was only a dream. Saturday morning, 48 hours to go.
Are you ready to go shopping?
No.
We have a lot of stuff to get for school.
At 9 a.m., Mariana and Sam board the family's Ford Expedition for the 20-minute ride to Ace, the educational supply superstore. Sam is strapped in the back seat.
Hello. What?
Maybe we should put that Game Boy away.
At the store, a clerk named Gelso offers to help Mariana find everything on her list. That list, though, all of a sudden hangs like a dagger over Mariana's head. Unless Sam shows up the first day with exactly what's on that list, Mariana will feel she didn't do enough. Take paper, for example. Mariana must get the right kind of paper with the correct number of lines. 5 lines. Not 6, not 4, 5. The clerk, feeling the tension mounting, comes back with a store catalog.
Out of all the papers we have in our catalog, I think it's this one that you're looking for.
Okay, what about pencils?
Like we have
they have to be the thick kind, preferably red. But should Mariana skimp and get the 99-cent pack, or the more expensive ones going for $1.79? Then there's the kitchen timer. There are several to pick from, but which one? Will it matter if it's shaped like an egg or an apple? And why does every kid need a timer anyway, Mariana wonders. Finally, Mariana is down to the last item on the list, Sam's 3-ring binder. Sam picks a green one. They're done. Everybody's happy.
Okay.
All right, come on.
Anything else you need?
I think that's
pretty much cover everything.
total comes to $30.76.
Mariana knows she's made this a bit more stressful than it should be, but she desperately wants Sam's first day in school to be as smooth and pleasant as possible.
It's a whole new stage in our lives, not just his life. You know, we're going to have to help him through this, and you know, we're going to try and be ready for that. And you know, this, you know, the homework every night. You know, thinking about all that. Yes, homework.
Mariana thought Sam starting kindergarten would free her up. Now she's having to think about piano lessons, peewee football, and all the other activities she's going to have to juggle, including working part-time at her husband's construction business. By the time she and Sam get home, it's obvious that Mariana really needs to take a break. In fact, she thinks she may be coming down with something. Imagine mom sick on Sam's first day of school. Now that would be a disaster.
Oh, yes. I mean, my brain needs to rest a little bit so I can organize. I mean, I think that's what does it. I just try to be so organized. I have a planner, and I have schedules, and I have calendars, and I've, you know, I'm the one that does all of that. You know, Paul helps, you know, a lot with the kids, but you know, I'm the one that plans everything. So it's mentally exhausting.
That night, Paul agrees to take Sam to a Miami Dolphin football game. But even with him out of the house, Mariana can't stop thinking about Sam's first day. Will he eat the lunch she packs for him? Does he know where the bathroom is at school? A good night's sleep, that's what she's going to need. Sunday goes by like a blur. By early evening, the household chores are done. The family even had a chance to go to the beach, and Mariana and Paul are in good spirits.
But I was more scared of Binky Barnes.
It's 8 p.m., 12 hours to go. It's Paul's turn to give the kids baths.
Let's go, tummy time. Up and at him. Yeah?
Later, Mariana lets Sam pick out his clothes for school. Shorts, a polo shirt, and new sneakers. With the kids now tucked in, Paul and Mariana take turns reading to them.
Once upon a time, there were how many bears?
Three little bears.
Three little bears?
Once upon a time, there lived three little pigs, and they were brothers. And the first little
Before pig. Sam falls asleep, Mariana has two key reminders for him. Carry your backpack. Don't roll it, because the school doesn't allow it. And the ice pack made to look like a soccer ball inside your lunchbox stays inside your lunchbox. The evening grows quiet. Paul sits at the dining room table, reflecting a little more, not just about Sam's first school day, but about the rest of the year. For example, should Sam ride the school bus?
Kid's got to get on the bus the first time and go to the strange place, and then, you know, he's got to get on the bus and make it back home, you know? And in some respects, you know, I want to expose Sam to that. You know, I want to put him up, not that we have to put him on the bus, but get him on the bus, you know, and shake him up a little bit and make him think on his feet a little bit.
I can do that for
him. Yeah, I mean, but get a little...
The Marcenisons are not going to settle this tonight. Time to go to sleep. It's Monday morning.
6:30, Sam. This is your new wake-up time. You ready? You ready to get up and go? Wanna have you want your shake now?
Yeah.
I'll tell Daddy to make your shake.
Mariana gently nudges Sam out of his slumber. She's been awake since 3. Paul woke up at 5.
Go.
Okay, there's plenty of worms and spiders and bugs in there this morning.
Alright. Good night.
Before he gets dressed, Paul makes the kids' favorite breakfast, a milk and powder concoction they call a power shake. Mariana packs Sam's school lunch. A peanut butter sandwich, a bottle of juice, and 4 bite-sized chocolate treats.
I don't know how many times I went over this list last night while I was up. You know, the book bag, the supplies, lunch. What do I put in the lunch? Should I put money in there just in case they won't eat it? Maybe you can buy something. But he doesn't know how to buy anything yet. You know, he doesn't know coins. And so I'm thinking about all that last night.
After breakfast, Sam has an announcement to make. He's not so sure this kindergarten business is for him.
Why don't you want to go to school today?
Because I don't like to.
It's 7:30 and Sam's final hour has come. With rush hour traffic, the ride to school should maybe take 20, 30 minutes. The Mercenisons arrive early.
Welcome. Thank you. Good morning. Welcome.
Miss Gould's welcome is well rehearsed. She's all smiles, but she exudes authority. Paul's instructions to Sam are simple.
You just listen to Miss Gould. She's going to give you a spot to sit down.
And then when everybody gets settled, then she's going to talk to the class and tell them what to do.
Very good morning to all of our BSY students. At this time, if there are any parents who are in the classrooms, we're going to ask that you please head on home so that the teachers can begin the instructional day with their students.
It's 9 a.m., zero hour. Sam lunges towards Mariana and wraps his arms around her waist. Tears roll down his cheeks.
That's fine, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'll come back at 3 o'clock.
They have to go to the bathroom.
Samuel, come.
Miss Gould quickly steps in and distracts Sam just long enough for Paul and Mariana to slip away. Out in the school's courtyard, Mariana wipes away a few tears.
He was fine. It was me. See, it was me. I made him upset. I know I did.
He definitely, he felt the tension, I'm sure, you know.
I just thought we'd get to stay a little bit longer. I just thought, you know, I just wanted to be there just for a little bit longer.
At 3 p.m., when Mariana returns to pick Sam up, it seems the first day of kindergarten has been tougher on her than on Sam.
Looking at my watch all day, you know, 4 hours to 3 o'clock, 3 hours to 3 o'clock.
Sam is waiting, drenched in sweat and really thirsty.
I need to take a drink of water.
Did you have water today? Did you drink your juice?
No, I can't open it.
Even with all of Mariana's careful planning, Sam hit a snag during lunch. He couldn't open the bottle of juice in his lunchbox. Lesson number one, drill Sam on how to ask for help when he's thirsty.
Okay, one, we're going to walk under the tree, so follow me.
At 3:30, Mariana and Sam are trapped in the school parking lot, where a sea of parents and staff are trying to sort out bus riders from car riders. Mariana straps Sam into the back seat of her SUV and digs into his backpack. Inside, she finds homework. Not for Sam, for her. A thick packet of forms.
Parents, please read everything and complete and or sign and return the following to your child's teacher. Oh my goodness, new student enrollment card, a code of conduct book, meal applications, emergency dismissal form, Samuel, health screening permission, health education letter,
Welcome to kindergarten, Mrs. Marcenison. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.